is a joy to be together, it's a joy to experience togetherness. The oneness that we know exists because of our faith in Christ, because of the peace that we have in Him. When the angel came and announced the coming of the Lord, the words that he used were, peace. Peace be to all. And on earth, goodwill toward men. In this service of worship that we have, I don't know if many of us have paid much attention to it, but throughout this service, 38 times we say something. 38 times you are remembered of something that is a priority. 38 times we remind ourselves of something that God desires upon the earth. 38 times we say peace. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. In peace from above and the salvation of our souls. It is a wonderful thing to experience. It is God's desire that we live in peace. It is God's desire that the nations are at peace. But we know this morning that the nations are not at peace. That there is warfare happening. The ugliness of the tragedy and of conflict is occurring about our world. We know that that is, again, not God's will. We know that it is the will of the enemy. C.S. Lewis wrote an account, could be apocryphal, could be real, in which he reported on a man who was praying, and as he prayed, this man had a revelation, the revelation of a demon. And this demon was passing him by. And this was during World War II. And the man asked the demon, where are you going? And the demon said, where all the demons are going. To the front lines. To the war. Nothing delights the enemy more than when humans fight and quarrel and even kill each other. This is what he is described as in the book of John. It says the enemy is one who steals, kills, and destroys. His delight is in seeing warfare happen. His delight is not in peace. God desires for there to be peace in our world. He desires there to be peace between us relationally with the people that we know, the people that we are familiar with, our families, our co-workers, the people that we encounter on a daily basis on the streets. His desire is for us to be at peace with one another. In the early days of the church, people remarked about the church, about how unusual it was, and they said, see how they love one another? See how they love one another. This is because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. And when the Holy Spirit is shed abroad in our hearts, there are certain fruits that result in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and one of those fruits is peace. That we can have peace with others. Because we have peace within ourselves. Because we recognize that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. And so we rejoice in that peace that we have, and we exercise that peace. But that is something that we need to continually seek. The Bible says that we are to seek peace. What does it mean to seek peace? For one thing, it means is that we recognize and pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God in our life. To be at such peace with the Lord that His peace reigns in our life, so that when those circumstances arise, and whenever there are two people who are in close proximity to each other for very long, something is going to test that patience. It's going to test whether we choose peace, whether we pursue peace. Even from the very beginning, we have Cain and Abel, who are brothers, and even at that early stage, there was such splitting among them that Cain killed him. Then on, it's been the result of our fallen nature that there be conflict, that we see people not getting along. There can even be, and this is hard to believe, this can even be the case in the church, that people may not get along in the church. But God's delight is when we do, even in the early church, Peter and Paul kind of had a conflict. At Antioch, and Paul went to Antioch, and Peter was there, and Peter wouldn't really eat with people that were not Jews. Peter just wanted to eat with the Jews. And Paul said, whoa, wait a minute. In Christ there is no Jew, there is no Gentile. In Christ we're all one. And so there was a tension there. There was a tension between Paul and Barnabas, Paul and John Mark. You see, we're human beings and it's going to be a test as to whether or not we seek peace, whether or not we pursue peace. When we seek peace, we will not speak and we will not speak hateful words. We will speak words of healing, words of edification. Scripture reminds us that we're to speak only that which brings about the building up of other people. And do not be critical. This peace comes about not just naturally, not just because we choose it, but it comes about supernaturally. Paul says that we are in all things by prayer and supplication to make our requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. It's the peace of God that we pour out into us and we manifest to this world. God is looking for peacemakers. In the Beatitudes, we read, blessed are the peacemakers, those who seek to bring about peace between people, between nations. As far as it is possible for us, the Bible says we are to live at peace with all men. This is something that the world needs. We see the rhetoric happening in so many areas, and we see the actions happening in so many areas that is not producing peace. It's not fostering peace. But we can foster peace in all of our relationships, in what we want to encourage, even on a national scale, to encourage peace, that we be peaceful people. When we have the peace of God, it is something that other people become aware of, and it is attractive to them, and they want to know why we have that peace. There was a man who was interested in getting a picture that would depict and it would show what peace is. And so he put out a request that people bring pictures that they believe were depictions of peace. what peace really was. And so picture after picture came there. And there were a crowd of people gathered, and they were going to judge which picture was the best picture of peace. And so, of course, you had beautiful pictures there of all kinds. One was of this placid lake, reflecting the birch trees along the coast, and there's a little flock of sheep on the hillside just peacefully being there. And people thought, you know, for sure, that's got to be a picture of peace. But there was another picture there that actually won. It was a picture of a raging waterfall. This waterfall was tearing down out of the mountains. It was cascading down, spraying everywhere. You could almost feel the ice-cold water striking as it made its way down, thundered into this pool below. High up on the hill, right next to where the water was coming over, was a spindly tree. And the spindly tree was hanging on, and it had one little branch that was reaching out, almost like it was reaching out to touch that water. And on that branch was a nest. And there in that nest was a little bird. The little bird was sitting on its eggs, and its eyes were closed. Its wings were protecting those eggs. And that's the picture that won. Because that's what peace is like. Peace in the midst of chaos. Peace in the midst of what looks like danger. That's the kind of peace that God wants us to manifest in this world. His peace. Even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of all kinds of bad activity, we can have the peace of God that passes all understanding. So seek peace. Seek peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.